Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosh Esra Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezachar Fein, Rezeva Kagon, Bikarav Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin tells us Ve'ilu Hein Shmatzilin Oisam Benavshon. The following people are allowed to save themselves with their lives. Meaning, Reuven's walking along the street. He sees Shimon about to do something terrible. He can stop Shimon by killing him. What are these situations? Harei Devach Chaver LaHargoi. Reuven sees Shimon chasing after Levi to kill him. Reuven's allowed to kill Shimon to stop him from killing Levi. Or Acha Hazachur, if he sees one man chasing after another man to sodomize him, to live with him in this inappropriate way, or of Achar Namarasa, if he sees a man chasing after a Namarasa, this young woman who's engaged and he wants to violate her, in all these situations, the person who's witnessing this is allowed to kill the Roidef in order to stop him from doing this terrible act, and this is all based off Joshua's from Sukkim. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, Haroidef Achar Behema, if a person's chasing after an animal to do an Aveir with it, Vamachalas a Shabbos, or a person being Machal Shabbos, Vavavavavav Avodah Zara, or a person serving Avodah Zara in Matzilin Oisan Ben Afshon, one is not allowed to save him by killing him, and even though these are of the most chamer averus, chasing after an animal is like chasing after a person or after a namarasa, and being mechal Shabbos, a person's chayv misa for, and a person doing avodah zara is also on the top of the charts of doing something bad. Nonetheless, we don't have a drasha, and therefore we'd have to go through the regular process of hasra, warning him with edim and bring him to bezin, and only then he'd be able to be killed. But again, we cannot stop him by killing him. And moving on to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah tells us ve'ilu hanan nisrafin. The following people are chayv sreifa. Chayv to be burned. Remember in Perek Zayin, we had mentioned all the Arba Misas, Skila, Srefa, Herek Chenek, and then right afterwards we started discussing who's Chayv Skila, and that took up the remainder of Perek Zayin and the majority of Perek Ches. So now we're back to that discussion of who's Chayv Srefa. So Mishnah tells us, Habal Ishubita, if a man lives with a woman and her daughter, for example, he married the daughter and then he lived with the mother, so the Torah tells us he's Chayv Srefa, and also Baskan Shazinsa, the daughter of a Kayin, if she was Mizane, she also gets Srefa. Now the Mishnah clarifies the first Isser, Yashbachal Ishubita, included in this Isser of a woman and her daughter is also Bitai, this fellow's daughter, from a woman who's not his wife. For example, he was Ma'anes, he violated a woman and had a daughter with her and then lived with that daughter, or Ubas Bitu Bas Benai, a daughter of his daughter or daughter of his son, meaning a granddaughter of his, and once again, it's not from a wife of his, but from a woman whom he just had a child with, Ubas Ishtai, or the daughter of his wife, Ubas Bitu Bas Bena, or the daughter of a daughter or daughter of a son of his wife, Chamaisai, his mother-in-law, Veim Chamaisai, or the mother of his mother-in-law, or Veim Chamiv, the mother of his father-in-law, he's going to be chayav sreifa because he lived with his wife and one of these women as well, so that's considered ishobita. On to the next type of misa ve'eluhin ha'nuragin, the following people get hereg, haritzeach, a murderer, va'anche iranidachas, and the people of iranidachas, which we had learned about previously, is when the majority of a city serves avod zara. Now clarifying this first din, ritzeach shigas re'eu be'evanoi barzel, if a murderer struck his friend with either a stone or with an iron implement, or if a kavash al v'secha mayim, he stuck the person into water, al v'secha ur, or into fire, and the fellow is not able to get out, and he dies, chayiv. So the murderer is chayiv. However, if one guy pushed another into the water or into fire, and he was able to get out, he could have swam to safety or he could have just jumped out of the fiery furnace, but he didn't, and he just stayed in there and died, pater. So the pusher is pater because he didn't kill the guy. Similarly, if one man set a dog on another person and he bit him to death, or if a man set a snake onto somebody, he incited the snake or the dog to go bite a person and the guy died, pater is pater because he didn't kill him biodayim. He might have been a cause of the fellow dying, but since he didn't physically kill him, so he's pater. However, if he held onto a snake and put its mouth on somebody else and had the snake bite the other guy, so then it's different. Rabbi Huda mechayev v'cham patrin. Rabbi Huda says he's chayev, but v'cham says he's pater. Now this machlekes has to do with where the venom of a snake is located. According to Rabbi Huda, the snake's venom is already in its teeth, and the moment Reuven took the snake's teeth and punctured them into Shimon's flesh, that's basically him killing Shimon, because he was the one that put the venom into Shimon. But according to the Chachamim, it's not like that. It's the snake who injects its venom into the other person. So even though Reuven placed the snake's teeth into Shimon, it wasn't Reuven that injected the venom, it was the snake that did it, and therefore he's Potter. Another din, Amakas Chaveira, a guy strikes his friend, Bein Be'evan, whether with a stone, Bein Be'egroif, or with his fist, Valmadul Misa, and they evaluated that this fellow who was hit is gonna die. But then his situation got lighter, it got easier, it eased up a bit, he started getting a little bit better. And Ula Achar Mikan, Hichbid, afterwards it got more severe and more difficult of a mace and he died, Chayiv, the striker is Chayiv. That's because originally, when he struck the person, they said, this guy's gonna die. So even though in the interim, before he died, he started getting a little bit better, that's not indicative of anything, because they originally said, this guy's gonna die. However, Nechamiyah, we're coming to argues and says, Potter, the striker is actually Potter. Why is that? Shraglaim Ladavar, because there's real basis to say that the fellow didn't die because he was hit, due to the fact that he started getting better. That's a great indication that the reason why he died was for some other reason, not a direct cause of the strike, of the blow that he received, and therefore, according to Rabbi Nechami, the striker's putter. We're going to stop here for the day. I'll make it tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.